Welcome to another episode of PhD Podcast Beyond the Lab. Today we will explore the fascinating world of research in sleep medicine. Let's begin. Together we'll dive in how sleep affects various aspects of health, particularly from a clinical and research perspective. Sleep plays a fundamental role in maintaining our physical and mental health, yet it remains one of the most complex and underexplored areas of medicine. Disruption in sleep can have profound effect on memory, pain perception, emotional regulation, and overall well-being. In this episode, we explore the emerging field of sleep medicine through the lens of PhD research. Our guest delve into topics ranging from narcolepsy and neurodegeneration to pediatric sleep health and chronic orofacial pain. We have got an exciting discussion ahead, so let's get started. Joining me today, there are four brilliant PhD colleagues who will share their own experiences and insight into their research. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Let me start by introducing myself. My name is Alessandro Maglioni. I'm currently at the first year of my PhD program here at the University of Bologna. And I grew up and graduated here in Bologna in dentistry in 2020. And during my final year, I had the opportunity to work at the Center for the Study and Treatment of Sleep Disorder at the Hospital Bellaria with Professor Plazzi. And that experience turned out to be a fundamental period for my academic journey because my thesis focused on evaluating pain sensitivity in patients with narcolepsy. And through that project, I discovered a deep interest in the complex mechanism behind pain, and in particular orofacial pain, because it's my part of the body, and how it might be influenced by sleep patterns and disorders. That passion led me to specialize in orthognathodontics and eventually to pursue a PhD where I could continue exploring the fascinating intersection between pain and sleep from a research perspective. Now, guys, please introduce yourselves and tell us a bit about your background before starting your PhD. Please.
Thank you, Alessandro. My name is Anna Mercante, and I am a second year PhD candidate at the Department of Biomedical and Neuromotor Science of the University of Bologna. I'm a child neuropsychiatrist with a focused research interest in pediatric sleep medicine. My current work aims to promote sleep health awareness and practice in children and young adults with rare diseases, primarily those with central disorder of hypersomnolence. Through this PhD, I hope to be able to expand our knowledge on these issues and improve patient clinical outcomes.
Hi, my name is Angelica Montini, and I'm a second year PhD student in sleep medicine. My PhD project focuses on how sleep changes in patients with neurodegenerative diseases. My passion for sleep began at the University of Bologna, a place with a strong research tradition in this field. I was lucky to study there and to meet Professor Provini, who is now my PhD tutor and mentor. During the third year of my neurology residency, I have the amazing opportunity to spend some months in the sleep unit at the Hospital Clinic of Barcelona. That's where I started my first real research project on sleep and neurodegeneration, which has now become the core of both my PhD research and clinical work. It's been a really meaningful journey so far, and I'm excited to share a part of it with you today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Francesco Biscarini. I'm a neurologist as well, graduated in Bologna, and I started dealing with sleep medicine more or less by chance during university with a thesis on the physiology of restless leg syndrome. Then during my residency, I got particularly interested in narcolepsy, a rare condition for which the Bellaria Hospital is a reference center in Italy and Europe. So to continue studying narcolepsy after residency, doing a PhD was probably my best option. And so now I'm here in my third year.
Okay, thanks everyone for your introduction. Before we dive into the roundtable, I'd love to give you a quick overview of my research. My main focus is chronic orofacial pain. More specifically, I'm working on phenotyping different subgroups of patients based on a combination of factors, psychosocial characteristics like anxiety and depression, pain sensitivity, but also as well sleep-related disturbances. At the moment, I'm conducting a retrospective study using a large data set collected over the past 7 years. Most of this data comes from clinical evaluation and validated questionnaires. The ultimate goal is to gain a clear understanding of how these factors interact and eventually help develop more targeted and effective treatment approaches for patients suffering from chronic orofacial pain. Anna, what is your research about?
So my thesis project investigates the neurobiology and underlying neuronal mechanism associated with narcolepsy type 1 and cataplexy, with the goal of contributing to a further understanding of this condition. What about you, Angela?
My research focuses on creating a new system for sleep analysis in patients with neurodegenerative disease. This is because neurodegeneration gradually damages the part of the brain that organizes sleep architecture. This method can help sleep specialists in routine clinical practice, but it could also become a powerful tool for monitoring the progression of neurodegeneration. And whilst there, this system could potentially be useful in other conditions that affect the brain, such as autoimmune diseases that also impact the center regulating the sleep-wake cycle. Can you tell us something about your research, Francesco?
Sure. My research focuses on narcolepsy, in particular on the long-term clinical outcome of the disease and its associated comorbidities. We know so far that narcolepsy doesn't occur in isolation. It is often accompanied by a range of medical and psychiatric issues, from metabolic disorders, cardiovascular risk, depression, anxiety. Yet, despite the chronic nature of the condition, we still lack solid data on how these comorbidities evolve over time, especially from a longitudinal perspective. So I'm working on a multicenter observational study that combines retrospective and prospective data. And we're recruiting patients diagnosed with narcolepsy both during childhood and adulthood and tracking their neurological condition alongside other health markers. One of the core goals is to understand how early medical and psychological traits may influence long-term quality of life in narcoleptic patients. Ultimately, we hope this work will help improve personalized treatment plans and long-term care strategies for these patients.
Okay, now we have a better sense of what we are all working on. So let's talk about the realities of doing a PhD in sleep medicine. For me, one of the most rewarding aspects has been the chance to collaborate with incredibly skilled and passionate professionals. I've learned so much, not only academically, but also in terms of mindset and how to approach complex problems. Another highlight has been discovering areas of medicine that I didn't fully appreciate before, like the neurobiology of sleep or central pain modulation. Of course, the journey comes with plenty of challenges too. I often find myself needing to revise plans, rethink strategies, and solve problems I didn't see coming. But in the end, those are the very moments that push you to grow and adapt. That's the essence of research. Anna, what has been the most rewarding part of your journey so far?
So one of the most rewarding parts has been the opportunity to work closely with patients because, you know, interacting with individuals who live with narcolepsy type 1 has allowed me to witness the real-world implication of this condition and has motivated me to seek impactful solutions. Also, I would say that the opportunity to collaborate with a multidisciplinary team has enriched my perspective and expertise, that's for sure. What do you think, Angela?
As Alessandro said, this is a challenging journey, full of ups and downs, and often not a straight path to your goal. But now that I'm halfway through, I can already see how this experience helps you to grow, not only as a researcher, but also as a person. it really pushes you to try new things, face your limits, and learn a lot along the way. One of the most rewarding aspects has been the opportunity to meet and work with a wide range of researchers. In my case, I was also lucky enough to return to the Sleep Unit of Barcelona, which gave me the chance to experience different work environments.
Well, I don't think PhD in sleep medicine differs that much from other clinical PhD in both ups and downs. Of course, the PhD journey can often feel overwhelming with setbacks, tight deadlines, low pace, and a project that sometimes seems impossible to be completed. However, the PhD offers a unique opportunity to deeply explore your ideas, develop problem-solving skills, and watch your own project gradually take shape and gain a meaning. And as Anna mentioned, doing a PhD in sleep medicine as a physician also means staying in touch with patients and their neurophysiological exams, giving you a direct human connection to your research, not just a focus on publications or numbers. Another big reward for me has been the opportunity to work with two of the leading European centers in narcolepsy research in Bologna and in Montpellier in France, and with some excellent clinicians and researchers working there. The international collaboration has exposed me to diverse methodologies and ways of thinking, and I'm grateful for that.
Oh, that's great. I'm curious, what were your expectations before starting the PhD, and have you had any second thoughts along the way? For me, something I quickly realize is that a lot of the time, things won't go according to plan. You might have a perfect idea on paper, but reality will throw unexpected variables at you. At first, this can be frustrating, but you slowly develop a different mindset and you learn how to embrace flexibility and see every problem as a puzzle to solve. And do I have any regrets? Honestly, no, I didn't start for such a long time, so. For now, no. There are tough days, of course, but the sense of purpose that comes from contributing, even in a small way, to the scientific community makes it absolutely worth it. How about Anna?
There are days that are more challenging than others, as you said. One of the most significant is the precarious of our position, I would say, coupled with the reality that sometimes research objectives are not often so, you know, the priority in clinical practice. I don't know what Angela thinks.
Sorry, my name is Angelica, Anna.
Oh, sorry.
When I started this experience, it all felt like a very natural step. I just wanted to keep doing what I enjoyed and what I'm passionate about. I knew it wouldn't be the easiest option compared to working right away, like many of my colleagues did. I knew it would take extra effort, and I faced it with that in mind. But today, looking back, I'm proud of what I've done, and looking ahead, I feel hopeful for what's to come.
Okay, thank you. I had some doubt in the beginning. As Angelica mentioned, after residency, there were better job options with some sure benefits compared to a PhD. We all know that. Nevertheless, now that I'm towards the end, I'm quite sure I made the right choice.
That's great. So before we wrap things up, I'd like to share one last thought for anyone considering a PhD in this field. So a PhD isn't just another academic milestone. It's an experience that teaches you how to think critically, how to face uncertainty, and how to persevere when things get complicated. It requires full dedication, mentally, emotionally, and physically. But if you are passionate about research and curious about the unknown, this path will reward you in ways that go far beyond titles and publication. It shapes not only your career, but also who you are as a professional and as a person.
I totally agree. Sleep medicine is a diverse and dynamic field that presents different opportunities for both research and clinical applications. So I would say that there are still many aspects yet to be explored, making an exciting area for discovery and innovation.
I totally agree with Anna. Sleep medicine is a growing field. there is still so much we don't know, even though we spend about a third of our life sleeping. That's why it really makes sense to study what happens during this time, doesn't it? So I just want to wish the best luck of all my, to all my colleagues who are working to add new pieces to this puzzle and push research forward.
Yeah, that's really true. And with that, we wrap up today's episode. As we have heard in this episode, sleep medicine is a dynamic and evolving field that bridges clinical practice and scientific discovery, from understanding the neurobiology of narcolepsy to developing innovative tools for sleep analysis in neurodegenerative diseases. Each researcher contributes as a unique piece to the puzzle. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the world of sleep medicine. Stay tuned for more episodes of PhD podcast Beyond the Lab. Until next time, bye.